still a little jet lagged. It's only 3 hours difference, but still.
You already went to Arizona?
Yeah. I've been gone all week.
I knew you were gone, but I didn't realize that was now. How was it?
It was so much fun. We did
was
like
it hot?
Oh my gosh, it was so hot. But we went on like 2 hikes a day, and normally I would be like drenched in sweat, like barely anything.
Oh, because it's the dry.
It's
heat.
The dry heat. It's like dry I was heat. Like, this is my kind of weather.
Yeah.
I loved it.
That's funny.
But I was using this face wash.
Uh-huh.
And the rest of my skin was getting like really dried out except for my face. So I was like, it's the face wash.
It probably is.
It's the face
you
wash,
never
guys.
Gave me a new version of
I know. I need to. I have it.
Hello, everyone. I'm Christine Anderson, Marketing Coordinator with Colonial Chemical, and I'm here with Molly McHenry.
Hello.
Manager R&D Personal Care Applications, and this is another episode of Formula Girls. And this is formulation number 2070. It is the Clean and Simple Face Wash. Last week, we talked about a shampoo with our new Sugar Citrate L1C, and you've made a face wash with it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is sulfate-free, very mild.
Yeah, compared to the shampoo, this one was designed to be a bit milder.
Yeah, so last time you explained the Zine test.
Yeah, so we did run the Zine one on this one too, and the results came out really low. So we do expect that it would score well in a standardized test, one of the validated OECD methods. But the highest score I've ever gotten from the things that we've tested was a 37 for a dishwash. Some more typical shampoos and body washes would come out around an 11. The lowest that I've ever tested up there was a baby shampoo that came out at a 1.7. And this face wash came out at a 0.8.
Nice.
So very low.
So the Sugar Citrate L1C is disodium lauryl glucoside hydroxypropyl citrate. And this is a really good one because we've made almost, I would say, the whole thing with our ingredients, except for the fragrance and the preservative, which we don't do.
Pretty much.
So talk about why you chose some of the other ingredients, because we have a sulfasuccinate, we have some of our hydroxysultanes in there.
Mm-hmm.
How are they working with the L1C?
So it is a sulfate-free formula, so mm-hmm. all the other ingredients are also sulfate-free. The sugar citrate L1C works well in combination with a secondary anionic. Like here, we're using the Colomate LA40. So with those two, we can build viscosity with a sultane. So we have two sultanes in here, the Colateric BBS from Babassu Oil and then the standard Colateric CBS.
And I do like the Colateric BBS because it has a really nice inky name. It's the Babassu Imidapropyl Hydroxysultane or Babassu Imidapropyl Hydroxysultane.
Oh, yeah, I remember we went back and forth on that.
Still don't know where the accent is. Why did you put both the BBS and the CBS, which is the Cocamidopropyl Hydroxysultane? Why did you put both of them here?
Well, you could put, you could choose one sultane and put it all in there as one big slug, especially if you want that to be the first, ingredient on your ingredient list on the label. The way it is now, they fall a little bit down the label so that the sugar citrate is your first ingredient after water. Also the BBS, it has the great story being sustainably sourced and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, the great inky name. But it is a little bit more expensive than the standard CBS. So by splitting it up, you can save a little bit of cost there.
You can zhuzh it up with the BBS. So, and then we also have our Cholipid C, which is great for a face wash because that kind of helps, kill some bacteria and get some dirt off your face.
Yes. It does have the antimicrobial activity, though you can't make any label claims about it because it's not an EPA-registered active ingredient. Okay. And then it is substantive, so you get the skin conditioning from it as well.
Did you try any of the other cholipids in here?
I tried Cholipid GS also.
Okay. So if you wanted, like, a grapeseed inky name,
mm-hmm.
you could also do that.
Definitely.
And then our last ingredient is the hydroxypropyl bis hydroxyethyl dimonium chloride, which is Colemoist 200. And we put this one in a lot of our face washes because it has really nice skin conditioning and moisture locking.
It just keeps the skin nice and plump, elastic. 3% use level is, that's the use level we used in our rinse off studies in a sulfate free formula and got really good results back. It showed that moisturization was significantly improved throughout that 12 hour study.
Oh, is there anything you needed to like troubleshoot when you put all these in here? Anything to be careful of, pay close attention to?
There's one heating step to get the Colemate LA40 in. The fragrance is at a pretty low level, so shouldn't see too much effect there. It is pH sensitive, so as you lower the pH, the viscosity increases.
Okay. So for formulators, if that does happen, is there something that they can do to counteract that, or
what if they wanted lower viscosity?
Yeah.
You could, in this one, increasing the sultane any further will decrease the viscosity.
Okay.
Increasing the sugar citrate L1C will increase the viscosity. The pH shouldn't drift. We did put these on stability, so that shouldn't be an issue.
And hey, if someone just wants to copy this formulation, you've already listed the ingredients down at the bottom. Just copy and paste them onto your label. Don't worry about it. We've got it covered. So this is formulation number 2070. It is the Clean and Simple Face Wash. It is available for download by going to our website at colonialchem.com/formulations. It is intended for use as a starting formula and may be modified as needed. Colonial Chemical does not guarantee exact results, but we're ready to help you in any way with your next formulation project. Go to colonialchem.com/formulations, and thanks for joining us. Gloria, speak! Speak! Yes, good girl. There we go. Good job.
Good girl.